for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 251. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Well, hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I, of course, am your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who has helped women around the world make more money by creating a personalized business strategy and mastering their mindset so they can create a business and life they love and want to show up to every single day. So welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I hope you're having a great day no matter where you are in the world. I mean, how good is today just to be alive, to breathe again, and just to be in this space? I mean, life is good. Life is even going to get a little bit better for you because today I am excited to bring on the show Marianne Ames from Wise Up Marketing, and we're going to be chatting about the 5 steps to building an effective digital strategy for 2023. We dive deep in and explore why is digital strategy needed more than ever before in 2023. We also talk about how will businesses get left behind if they don't have a digital strategy in 2023. And Marianne is also going to share with us 5 steps to building an effective digital strategy in 2023. This episode, as always, is filled with gold, and I cannot wait for you to kick back, relax, and listen to this episode with Marianne and I. But before we get started, this episode is sponsored by my 4-day exclusive Bali Women in Business Retreat happening October 19th through to October 22nd, 2023. From amazing speakers to mastermind sessions to sound healing, luxury accommodation, the most luscious food you can imagine, connection, and time for you to put yourself first, this retreat is something you do not want to miss. It is absolutely going to be, I swear on my children's life, the best thing you have ever done for your business. To learn more about this amazing 4-day exclusive Bali retreat for women in business, send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting. Again, head over to Instagram and let's chat about whether or not this retreat will be exactly what you need to move your business forward. Again, my handle on Instagram is Angela Henderson Consulting. Spots also are limited. Now let's get into today's awesome episode with Marianne. Welcome to the show, Marianne.
Hey, Ange. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. So you can share just as, yeah, I've been following you now since you kind of came into my world just over really a couple of weeks ago. And I'm super excited for you to share your wisdom with the audience today. The space we're in is changing. Marketing is changing. Digital strategy is changing. And so for you to be here today to really talk about this is going to really help the audience grow, because I think it's something that audiences underutilize their digital strategy. Yeah. I think people get confused about what a digital strategy is. And so having you here today is going to be absolutely epic. But before we get started, I always like to ask a fun question to my audience in order for them to get to know you a little bit better. So my fun question for you is I know you can't live without coffee, wine, or laughing, but if you could only have one of these for the rest of your life, which one would you choose?
That is such an awful question. How can you do this to me? Okay. Well, it comes down to coffee and laughing. Oh man. Look, it has to be laughing. I mean, I love my coffee and I love my wine, but surely I can find some new category of drink. But I couldn't not laugh. I have such a wicked sense of humor. And if I couldn't laugh, I think what would be the point of getting out of bed?
Gosh, 100%. Okay. So laughing it is. And just laughing for your audience, because they may or may not know of you, tell us a little bit, like in a snapshot, where did you start in business and what are you up to today?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of see myself as a bit of like an elder millennial or a veteran of digital marketing. Because yep. I'm, you know, this is my 13th year in digital marketing, and I had a, you know, pretty standard corporate career. And then I went on mat leave in 2010 and thought I'd just help some people out with their marketing while I was on mat leave. Mm-hmm. And it was really at the dawn of Facebook. This is like when cat memes got 300 comments, you know, like the golden days of social media. And I started helping people, and my business just grew, and now I run a digital marketing agency. We're a team of about 10, and we're really dedicated to helping small business owners. And myself, I sort of coach business owners as well to kind of understand, I call it digital acumen, you know, to be able to read digital results like you read your P&L, or, you know, you look at your bank balance and understand what all those numbers mean. So, yeah, I guess I've just been in that digital world now for so long. I've lived through everything. I've lived through ads. I lived through, you know, Instagram launching and me saying to my 13-year-old niece, like, oh, no, I don't need that. No, yeah. Instagram's nothing. Like, I have Facebook. Why would I need it? You know, and now here we are, you know, TikTok feels like it's that all over again. And, yeah, I just think I just love the space, obviously. I'm so passionate about marketing and about digital marketing. So it's been a whirlwind, you know, decade in the industry.
And it has changed. And I feel like the accelerator is only getting more pumped as we start looking at the AI options that are coming out. I was just in America for our mastermind I was in a few weeks ago, and it was game changer. I mean, this guy had, he had used ChatGPT. He created a course. Obviously, this guy had a particular audience, and he's already made $500,000 in ChatGPT.
Wow.
Created the course, created the video script, created the sales page, created the email sequencing, created the Facebook ads, did everything for him, and sped it out within about an hour to an hour and a half as he fed them the prompts. And he's already made $500,000 USD off of this particular course.
That
and
is so absolutely insane.
You know, things are changing, right, in this space. But I guess for people who are listening and they might not be cluey with some of the jargon we're using, like digital marketing, digital strategy, I'd like to just give the audience a snapshot about, like, how are you defining digital strategy so that everyone's on the same page?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think, you know, the dawn of the digital age has obviously brought with it so much access to free information. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook groups, Instagram, there's so many people out there that tell you, you know, how to get your reels to do better, or how to get more followers on Instagram, and how to, you know, build a Facebook group. And these are all great tactics, but they are the doing. They're not the strategy. And so when I think about digital strategy, it's like, you know, going up a level in the elevator, getting higher up and looking back down. So for me, digital strategy is about, firstly, you know, who we're going to talk to, and then how we're going to talk to them. So it's looking at all those amazing digital tools that are available. So, you know, Facebook, Instagram, ads, SEO, even AI, as you've said, and going, you know, how am I going to combine these? And how am I going to utilize these to reach my goals? Mm-hmm. So that real sort of traditional, you know, it's almost like your business plan, or what we would have called a marketing strategy a decade ago. You know, our digital marketing strategy is that plan of how we're going to meet our goals utilizing digital tactics.
And why do you think now, obviously, as we've just been talking about, the landscape has changed, and it is changing faster, in my opinion, than ever before, speed of lightning, really. So why is a digital strategy needed more than ever before in 2023? Like, why is this, like, you know, really, people, if you're listening, listen up, pay attention, because this is needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think because that there's almost that information overload, and, you know, people sign up to this free course and that free challenge, and they get told this and they get told that. And even with, you know, the rapid change that is now coming, you know, change is happening faster than ever before in the digital space. Mm-hmm. Without a strategy, you don't know where to steer your ship. Mm-hmm. You know, the second, and I sort of did a podcast about this about 6 months ago, with this thing I call the barbecue effect. And what it is, you know, I'll get a call from a client on a Monday, and they'll say, oh, I was at this barbecue on the weekend, and I was talking to this lady, and she said that on Instagram, you know, we need to be posting more, you know, short captions. And it's kind of like, oh, okay. And what does she do for a living? Oh, she's, you know, she's a nurse. And you think, how is this person an expert? And when you don't have a strategy, mm-hmm. you get pulled in so many different directions. You know, you get that email about some new feature or something, you go all eggs in that basket because mm-hmm. you're not sure. You don't have that guiding light of where you're trying to go. And most importantly, who you're trying to talk to.
Mm-hmm. And again, strategy is key because so often, especially as entrepreneurs, we can have shiny object syndrome. Oh, yes, well, TikTok's correct. Just come out. Oh, someone said SEO. Oh, and so then what happens in my Absolutely. Experience is that the women that come to me for consulting is like, they're on everything. They're on TikTok, yes. they're on LinkedIn, they're on yes. Instagram. They're trying to grow their email list. They're trying to now play with AI. And I'm like, oh my goodness, where are you aligned? What yeah. platforms do you actually want to show up on? What platforms is your audience actually showing up on? And how do you do less instead of more? What are your thoughts around that?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny. Most times when, a new client comes to me, I always sort of say, let's just start with two. You know, clients come and they're like, exactly what you said, the shiny objects. I want to do all these things. And I'm like, let's master two things. Mm-hmm. And then when we master those, let's look where there's more opportunity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, again, the strategy is what helps you there and knowing who you're talking to, because it's not just what someone told us. It's mm-hmm. not just the next hottest thing. It's not even really just where we love to be. You know, yeah. I love to be on TikTok, but my audience isn't on TikTok. Well, then yes. it's not going to work for my business. So it's, yeah. you know, also identifying out of those shiny objects, what actually do I need? What mm-hmm. actually is going to get me the result rather than just make me on trend?
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing is like that on trend, right? That fear of yeah. missing out, yeah. right? And Absolutely. I think the notion of women, obviously in business, that's who my cohort is staying true to you. In backing yeah. you, you know, one of the things that we did this year is when we were looking at our strategy was as well, Reels, TikTok, LinkedIn, none of these things that I've mm-hmm. really touched. And I was like, nah. And I was like, you know what? No, we're going to rebrand the podcast. We're going to do two episodes yeah. on the podcast and we're going to leverage what we know already works versus trying to go and learn a whole nother strategy and a whole nother platform. But I had to be confident within myself. I had to have
absolutely.
The acclimate within myself, do you know what I mean? To back myself, right? To know that I don't need to go and do another shiny object syndrome, but just optimize and leverage what we already have.
Yeah. And you've done the work. You've done the measuring, the testing, the learning. You know what does and doesn't resonate with your audience. So you can confidently make those decisions and know that you're leveraging the best trends for your business plan.
And I think you talked about earlier about reviewing the data, right? Mm. Data doesn't lie, but often data Correct. Is one of the things that gets pushed to the side because we're too worried about the next funnel. We're too worried about the next sale. And we know when we look at our data and our numbers, 40% of our traffic comes from our SEO strategy, right? Mm-hmm. Our SEO strategy is a major game
That's
field.
That's amazing.
However, what we also know though, is that our SEO strategy, because I have higher ticket items, typically those people won't convert right off the bat, mm-hmm. but they'll convert later on at around the 6 month mark, right? And we've yeah. collected that data, whereas someone who's been listening to the podcast will convert quicker than someone coming from SEO because they've warmed to me. They've heard me in their
yeah.
ear, right?
Yeah.
But again, looking and reflecting at that data is really important. I know when I was working with one of my clients in my mastermind, she was like, Pinterest sucks. I'm getting off of Pinterest. It's a waste of my time. Fucking blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, hold on. Have you been reviewing your Google Analytics? What are Google Analytics saying? Where are people coming from? What are they interested in? You know, et cetera. And so when we, again, went and looked, even though it's part of the program, go and look at your analytics, do you know what I mean, et cetera. Pinterest was their number one driving source of traffic.
Ah.
But she was just about to cut it off because
yeah.
she felt it wasn't doing anything. But she was spending yeah. all of her time on Instagram. And yeah. I said, this is the thing, right? Like if you double down and leverage Pinterest more, theoretically, we could probably see more leads for discovery calls versus you fucking around on Reels and dancing, right? So again, data doesn't lie. What are your thoughts when it yeah. comes down to data?
Oh, you're like speaking my language. Like if I could reach through and hug you right now, I would. Like I'm such a massive data nerd, which people, you know, often write off marketers as not being analytical and data driven. But, you know, number one, I think people don't even know they have Google Analytics or like heartbreakingly don't actually have Google Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they don't know how to read that data.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, to your point, that they're going off their, you know, their personal preferences or their gut instincts of, well, I have lots of chats on Instagram, therefore that must be my best channel,
mm-hmm.
without even being able to review that data. And, you know, the data doesn't lie, but you need to, number one, understand the data, and you need to keep digging in the data. You know, Google Analytics tells you such a wealth of information, but you obviously need to know where to look and what to look for. And that, you know, that should be one of your guiding lights to continual improvement. Mm-hmm. What did I do? And also like your Instagram insights and your Pinterest insights and, you know, all these channels, even Shopify, if you're e-com, like all these channels have rich data for you to dive into. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you to get that monthly routine of analytics, you know, people have their CEO day. So making sure part of that once a month is actually digital review and having a look at all that data and pulling out the learnings of what you need to be doing and what you need to be changing.
Because my thing, when you go back to the analogy about steering the ship, if you're not looking at the data, then how do you steer the ship for the next month ahead? Yeah. Right? Correct. How do you know there's a storm coming? Absolutely. How do you know that the sunshine's coming out? Right? Like, and so I think it's so important. Speaking of being important, for you particularly, how will businesses get left behind if they don't start implementing a digital strategy?
Well, like, I think we've nailed it. You know, it's that shiny object syndrome. Like, they're going to get left behind because they're going to be too busy jumping from tactic to tactic while, you know, competitors or the market is shifting strategically and they don't, you know, they don't have a clear plan in place of what they're doing. And, you know, the client's always evolving as well. And if you all don't have a strategy where you've really nutted out who your client is, when that client's need, you know, think about post-COVID, like the client, the ideal client profile for most of us shifted and evolved. Those needs and wants across most industries shifted and evolved. Now, if we're not strategically addressing that, we're talking to someone back in 2019. You know, we're talking to them about their 2019 self, and that's really different to who they are today.
100%. And I think, again, oftentimes people don't know who they're talking to. So therefore, they wonder why the things that they're putting out to the audiences aren't actually resonating because they don't actually know who they're talking to, which I know you'll probably get into when we start looking at. For you, I know you kind of looked at these five steps to building an effective digital strategy in 2023. Do you want to share with us these five steps?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, look, for time, this is simplified and there's a lot in them. But, you know, number one, always ideal client. I must admit, I scam people with my captions all the time. You know, I'm like, pick one social media, you know, what's the best social media channel? And then I'm like, jokes, there is no best. You need to know who you're talking to, because ideal client is first. And that may be called your audience, your avatar. You know, it comes under a lot of different names, but knowing who you're talking to, getting very clear on their demographics, you know, a generalized demographic profile, their psychographics, where they are. I love to think of where they are, both, you know, are they rural, are they city, but also where they are on social media, how they commute to work in terms of what sort of downtime they may have, what they do on the weekends. And then their wants and needs, you know, their conscious things that they will tell you they want, but their subconscious that they won't necessarily speak out loud. So maybe their validation and their status needs. When you're so clear, you create content and you have strategy in place so that when your ideal client reads that caption, they go, oh my God, that's me. When they're on the landing page, they're like, yes, 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 yes. You know, that's what we want. If we want to be so clear. So number one is your ideal client. Number two is setting your goals. You know, what are you looking to achieve? And I like to plan about 6 months at a time. I believe that the digital stratosphere moves too fast to plan for 12 months. So 6 months is, to me, a good amount of time. So what do I want to achieve in this 6 months? Is it an awareness goal? Is it a revenue goal? Is it a traction goal? Do I want to grow my email list by, you know, this many numbers? What am I trying to achieve? So that's my number two. My number three, I then look at digital tactics. And that's when we can get into the, I'm going to do more reels, or I'm going to show up on LinkedIn. I'm going to be more active on TikTok. And those digital tactics come back to who is the ideal client. When you know who you want to connect with, then it's about, well, what's their day like? What social media do they use? Or do they even use social media? You know, is it all going to be email? Is it all going to be SEO? Or is it paid Google ads? What tactics am I going to use to get to my ideal client to achieve my goals? And then from there, I love to build out content pillars. So what are the key messages I'm going to talk to or talk about so that my ideal client feels completely seen and heard? And then lastly, you and I touched on it, and it should be no surprise, measure, test, and learn. I don't believe in any strategy being, you know, set and forget, one and done. You need to always be looking at the data, always be testing things, and always drawing learnings to keep improving and to keep, you know, changing as all those market dynamics are changing along with you.
Gosh, I love it. And I love A, how simple it is, because I think so often in business, people overcomplicate things. There's like step one to 100. No, let's just fucking go back to the basics, right? And what I like is you really did start at the basics. If you don't know your ideal client, it's going to be very difficult to build upon making your goals. It's going to be very difficult to understand what tactics, what pillars, and again, obviously then the data, right? So it's like, it's the story that I use often with women is like that of the three little pigs. You've got to be building a business a brick, and each brick has to layer upon each other in order to build that structure, right? And so if you don't even know your ideal client, not only are you going to have a hard time from a digital strategy, but you're going to have a hard time with your business collectively as a strategy, because your programs potentially aren't going to hit the mark, your offerings, you know, et cetera, right? So it's so important. What I also love is you raised the point there about, do they even use social media? Now, gasp, the reality of it is this is, there's so many clients that come to me and I'm like, fuck social media off. You hate being on there. Yeah. It's draining you. Yeah. You're not in alignment, but we either need to then look at, I look at, there's only three ways to gain visibility: organic, partnership, and paid. It's like, we either need to move to like a partnership, JV partnership, your networking, et cetera, or we need to be moving into paid where it's not you having to show up, but obviously we're leveraging the paid. But for me, it's like, not everyone's on social media. If you're not liking social media and you don't want to be there and it's consuming you and it's draining you, know that you can always give yourself permission to do something different, right? But I think we've been told so often that you must be on all these platforms that people then have this fear of missing out. They go into panic stations, they go into overwhelm, and they're actually doing, I believe, their brand an overall disservice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now,
for those listeners who are like, okay, I probably don't have a fucking clue what I'm doing with my digital strategy, right? This is highlighted what I am doing, but might not be doing right or well. What I always first off by saying is, you're right on time. This message today was exactly what you needed. You can't change the past, but you've always got opportunity if you choose to take responsibility for where you're going with your business. So for those listeners wanting to get started to enhance their digital strategy for 2023, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on Instagram at Marianne Amies, and I'm on LinkedIn, Marianne Amies. They're the two places that I'm really active, because that's where I've identified my ideal clients likely to be. I have a digital marketing confidence program, and that actually steps clients, or, you know, group members through identifying their ideal client, building their content pillars, learning how to do analytics, learning how to have a monthly content planning process, but also a monthly analytics process as well.
Gosh, I love it. I mean, it's just been refreshing to hear so much of, again, keeping things simple, going back to the foundations, but also the importance of measure, test, and learn. That data to me is key, but yet so often women are too busy doing all the other things that they forget that data will guide you to those next steps. It is so, so imperative. But before we wrap up, I like to ask one final question. What do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
There are so many things. I have been, and I am a very patient business owner. I've never put pressure on myself to achieve all these big things in a small amount of time, but I've certainly made plenty of mistakes along the way. I think one of the biggest learnings I had, you know, came to the realization last year is, just because I can doesn't mean I should.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as somebody, just because I can doesn't mean I should. Yes.
I repeat it to myself all the time. I now have, you know, more senior team members, and I remind them, you know, just because you can quickly jump into Facebook and doesn't mean you should, you know, there's probably someone else who should be doing that. It's everything. We hold on to so many small tasks. We do things that maybe we did when the business was really tiny, but really, you know, we're not the best person to do that anymore. It's not the best use of our effective time. And I definitely try to repeat that one to myself often and just really focus on that zone of genius. Where am I best used? Where am I, you know, where is my expertise best utilized within my business?
Gosh, I love that. And again, I think it's about that confidence that we were talking about earlier on, right? Being able to be confident to step into the role and zone of genius that we are, and being confident that you can hire other people that will take on those other roles and responsibilities, even though you might be able to do it. More than likely, they're going to do it better than what you can do it, because that's what they actually love doing, because it's their zone of genius. More than likely, they're also going to do it faster and more efficient. And ultimately, you're going to save more money, because what takes us to do something will probably only take them half that time or a quarter of that time, because that's just like, we don't have to, our brains don't have to work hard to try and figure it out. They're just, So I love that. Now, it has been an epic, epic time getting to hang out with you today and just really getting to learn more about you, Marianne, and what you get up to. And also just love supporting other women in business, especially over here in Australia. So thank you so much for your knowledge today. Just a reminder that my team and I will be putting together the show notes for this episode over on the website at angelahenderson.com.au. We'll make sure that we have all of Marianne's details there. Please don't forget to subscribe if you already haven't to Spotify or Apple, so that you can be the first to know when our new episodes are released. And also don't forget that I love reading your reviews. So if you haven't already left a review, please do so. Podcasting takes time and energy, and I love reading every review because it warms my heart and just a reminder of why I keep showing up on the platform. But for now, you amazing human, have an awesome day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Thanks again, Marianne.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.